When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. Really excited that you're here. We got a lot to cover today. And we're going to talk today about navigating uncertainty in business and life. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. And that's me. And this is the network. Thank you for being here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm finding a lot of these ideas and where I'm getting a lot of my content from to be able to share with you, because this isn't about me being right. I want to be clear. I was talking with some people this week and some clients, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not here to be right. I really am not. What I'm here to do is, and you've heard me say that before, but rattle your chain and shake your cage and share with you what's going on in my life. Because a lot of these things, navigating uncertainty in business and life, I'm in the process of revamping my business. Well, that's uncertain. It gives me a level of I don't know what's going on. And what do I do with that? How do I make that work? There's uncertainty in my health. It's weird. And I'm like, oh, is that what it needs to be? And how do I navigate that? How do I get through that in a positive, happy way? How do I get through that holding on to my joy? Really, truly. So I'm really happy you're here today. If you don't have a pen and a piece of paper or something to write on your journal or whatnot, you're going to want it to be able to write some of this stuff down. We're going to give you some resources later. We're going to give you some techniques later. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things today. But welcome for being here. I know there's people listening all over the place. I've got my happy mug, my special mug. And thank you to my special friend for that. I appreciate them. And you know what? I know there's people listening all over the world. There's people listening at work. There's people listening in their car. And whether you're listening to this now, and if you are, please let me know you're here. Please let me know you're here. Where are you listening from? We've got huge, huge reach, but I want engagement. And I have engagement, but I want more engagement. Can always have more engagement. I want more engagement. I want you to be able to reach out to me. Thank you, Christine. I appreciate that very much. My producer is here to help me. And you know what? I appreciate her. I appreciate their help. So I know, like I said, I know there's people listening from everywhere, and welcome. If you know who I am, obviously, you know, I'm the long bearded guy. I'm Gordon D. Melville. If you don't know, if you know me, I'm that same happy guy. If you don't know me, I'm on a mission to positively change the life of every man I meet. And I want to do that by increasing their EQ. That's an emotional quotient. And nobody wants to talk about that. As soon as I walk up to a bunch of guys or any guys and go, hey, let's talk about how you feel. What do you think I hear? Get away from me. Oh my God. No, get away, get away, get away. Right. That's what I hear. And so, you know what, that's not what I want to do. We want to be able to have it be relational. I want to be able to change their life in a positive way by helping them move past their fears, get past some of the things that they struggle with in their life that they don't know how to deal with. And so I'm founder and CEO of Jewel International. I am a legacy and resiliency strategist. And it means both of those things. Both legacy, and you've heard me talk what that means to me, but resiliency, I got to have that to get through my life. And certainly when things are uncertain, that's a great time to build resilience. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm a champion performance catalyst for a pro basketball team. My avatars and the people I work with primarily are pro athletes and elite entrepreneurial men. The 250,000 a year, quarter million plus a year incomes. Those are the people I work with, that I strive to work with, that I aim to work with. But I can work with lots of people. I'm looking for people that are either pro athletes, elite entrepreneur men. Most of these are men. They're all mostly men. But or looking to be or to go pro in their life, in their business and life. They want to be pro. You want to level up. And again, you've heard me say it. If you don't want to level up, then you're probably not going to listen to me for very long. But you know what? My resume doesn't mean a lot. Somebody asked me, a prospect asked me not that long ago, business guy, and he's like, what is your resume? What's your certifications and what type of education do you have? And I'm like, I can tell you what my resume is, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. And because we all know people, and I said to him, you know, people with lots of degrees, lots of certification, they can't find their way out of a wet paper bag. And we all know people that have zero certifications, not even a lot of education sometimes, that make dramatic life-changing pieces to our lives, right? I'm thinking grandparents and parents and church people. There's lots of people in our lives that have no certification that rock our world in a great way. So welcome, Brian. Thank you. I know you're listening and watching. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. Love you, man, and looking forward to catching up. So like I said, my avatars are entrepreneurial men and elite pro athletes. And so I'm excited to have you find me anywhere that you would find, right? If, again, while looking for engagement, if you like this or this resonates, like it, love it, share it, subscribe. It's a free subscription. It's a free download. The app, Inspired Choices Network app, is anywhere you would find Apple TV, Google TV, anywhere you find your stuff, you'll find Spotify, you'll find Inspired Choices Network. And you go in, you find my happy beard, and don't just listen to me, listen to all the hosts. There's some incredible hosts on this network. Plug into that. It doesn't cost anything. Oh, Gordon, I can't afford to buy a $40 book. Then great, plug into the free stuff. Plug into it. There's lots of it for free. So I'm excited to have you here, but please, it helps. If you like, love, share, subscribe. It helps our algorithm. It helps us pay for the show. And you know what? It breaks the algorithms in the way the computer stuff works. So please do that for us. I would really appreciate that. So as we get going here, again, navigating uncertainty in business and life. What does that mean? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Let me read what I had written here for the show, because that's probably a good place to start, so that you have an idea what I'm talking about or where I'm going with this. In this episode today, we're going to discuss navigating uncertainty in business and life. When everything is on the line and the path ahead is unclear, you can't afford to hesitate. Navigating uncertainty is the difference between staying stuck and pushing forward with relentless drive. In business and life, uncertainty is a constant. It's the only thing that never changes, right? Everything always changes. You either navigate it or let it consume you. When the pressure mounts, most crumble. Most people give in, they can't deal with it, so they stop. They most crumble. But you don't have to. Today, we'll discuss raw, actionable strategies for navigating these chaotic moments, cutting through the fog, and making decisive moves when everything feels uncertain. Forget waiting for clarity. It's time to create it. Sometimes the fog's not going away on its own, right? Sometimes it ta if I'm in the shower with the fog in the bathroom, if I turn the fan on, it takes a little bit for that fog to go away, right? But I can, oh, there's other ways to do it. Open the door that lets the steam out, get my blow dryer out, and my wife's blow dryer out, and I don't have hair, so but blow that on the mirror to get it to go away. It goes away fast. There's things I can do proactively to make things that fog go away. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to wait for it. Forget the waiting for clarity. It's time to create it. Life doesn't hand you a perfect roadmap. The ones who win are the ones willing to step into the unknown, make bold decisions, and take unapologetic action. I help you face uncertainty head on, teaching how to navigate it with precision and power. You want to thrive, not just survive. True, yes. It starts with owning every decision and trusting yourself to navigate the storm. That's what we're going to talk about today. That's what we're talking about today. How do I navigate uncertainty in my business and life when everything seems to be upside down? And sometimes people go, hey, I don't want that challenge. I don't want the challenge. But true transformation happens when we embrace uncertainty as a guide. not a threat. When we envision it, when we look at it, this isn't, uncertainty isn't a bad thing. It's an opportunity. But do we think of it that way? Because not in the moment. I don't. Not always. I'm learning to. And that's the adventure of this. That's the journey of it. What I'm doing is sharing with you what I'm learning. I don't have all the answers. I'm ask my wife. There's lots of things I don't know. And the more I read, the more I realize I don't know. There's so much I don't know. So it's an adventure, but I have to look at it. Uncertainty. I have to look at the challenges as opportunities to grow, not as things threatening me to try and hurt me. It's not there to try and hurt me. It's there to move me forward. I want to reframe. It's a doorway to growth and resilience, building resilience. How do I build resilience so I can get through uncertainty? A big part of navigating uncertainty is being resilient. And the more you do it, the more resilient you'll be. The more you deal with uncertainty and challenges, the more resilient you are. Rocky, very resilient, right? He just kept getting pummeled and pummeled and pummeled and pummeled and pummeled and pummeled. At some point he goes, hey, you know what? I can do it. And he did. He just kept getting up, just kept getting up, just kept getting up. That's all we have to do. But that's building resilience in ourselves. That's facing those challenges head on and going, you know what? I don't understand. I don't want to ask why. Why it is a moot point at the end of the day. It doesn't matter why. It what is. So then it's how do I deal with that? And so we want to do that. We want to acknowledge it's there. We want to reframe what uncertainty is. We want to reframe it in our mind. Uncertainty and challenges are not bad things. If we view them as bad things, they are. If we reframe them, if we can reframe them, and you can, you absolutely can. Can you embrace it? Can I look at it? Because if I look at it the other way, if I look at it as a negative, I don't want to embrace it. If I don't know what's going on, I stop. Everything stops. If I'm uncertain what the next step is, if there's fog and I'm not sure, where do I go? Where do I go? What do I do in my business or in my life, with my relationships, with my health, with all the different bits and pieces? If I don't plug into it and reframe it and look at it to go, hey, this is an opportunity for me to grow. You've heard me say it a bunch. Less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development. What? We wonder why the world's in the shape it's in. Nobody wants to do it. Why? It's hard. Nobody wants uncertainty. They don't want the challenges. Most people don't want that. Why? It's hard. It's messy. It's difficult. Nobody likes feeling uncertain and at sixes and nines about what's going on. But at the end of the day, if I reframe it, okay, it's uncertain and I don't know exactly what's happening. It's not about what happens to me. When I say make it another great day, it's not control what's happening. Because if you want to try and control, good luck with that. Life is what happens when you're making plans. That's just the reality of it. We can't control. We can influence our lives. We can influence what's going on around us. What we have ultimate, absolute control of is ourself. What I think, which includes my emotion, and what I do, because what I think creates what I do. So I can control that. I can control my response to the situation. That's 100% in my hands and in your hands for your situation. So stop pointing your finger. That's bullshit. That's not what's happening. And you're not a victim. Nobody's a victim. You're not a victim, folks. If you're over 18, some places, if you're over 21, you're an adult. Act like it. Pick it up and go. And I'm not saying that's easy. I know it's not easy. Believe you me. What I'm telling you is that it will be worth it. It will be worth it. Check my notes here. It's a reality check. At the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. It's a reality check. I want to acknowledge uncertainty is inevitable, both in business and in life. But I have to be able to reframe it. I have to be able to look at it a little differently. Because if I don't, it'll bury me. If I don't reframe, it will bury me. It'll bury you. Not my stuff. My stuff will bury me. Your stuff will bury you. But we have absolute control of us. Do you have certainty around you? That's where the mastery control of you becomes so key. Because if you don't have mastery control of you, when the situations get uncertain, or when challenges come and you don't have control of you, makes really, really hard, really hard, because we don't know what to do. If you don't know yourself, that's a problem. So I say to people, who you be, I'll ask them, who you be, we have to know. That will help navigate for us uncertainty and challenges, both in business and our regular life. I have to take a quick break, but I want to do a quick shout out here for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. You can set it up today, but he's in Greece for a speaking engagement. But you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. By the way, don't forget to pause and breathe. My brother, Austin J.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Did you remember to pause and breathe? Did you pause and breathe to help ground yourself? To let yourself percolate with the information you just heard? We need to do that more. When we get, again, uncertainty, when we're scared or things are not quite what we want them to be, there's a fog, we need to ground ourselves. Pausing and breathing. Like I said, my brother Austin J. Haynes taught me to pause and breathe. It's made a huge impact on my life. And certainly when things are not certain, when things are uncertain and it's all over the place, grounding myself is critical. It really is. So I hope you paused and breathed through that break. We'll mention it again at the next break. We're talking about navigating uncertainty in business and life because we all deal with that. Some of us more than others. And again, I'm not preaching to you. I'm talking to all of us. I'm sharing what I'm learning because I'm going through it too. And so I'm some of the things I'm learning, I'm like, oh, I want to share this. So there's some things here in this quick section. You want to write some of these things down. What we want to do is anchor techniques for stability in uncertainty, right? When everything's all over the place, what do I want to do? I want to anchor myself. I want to hold on. How do I hold on to one thing? So all the stuff is still moving, but I need to be able to have an anchor. I need to be able to have something that I can count on that's not uncertain. For me, a lot of times, that's Papa, my faith. That's one of the things in here. My faith is a stabilizing piece of my life because I know Papa's not going anywhere. I know he's not. So connecting with my purpose, connecting with my faith is a huge piece. So understanding, however you define your spirituality, if that's universal intelligence, it's source, whatever you use, you plugging into that when things are uncertain, holding on to that can be your anchor that anchors yourself through that storm, through that uncertainty. So some unique techniques to instill calm and clarity, daily non-negotiables, structure in your life. Structure could be an anchor in a great way so that you can count on that. That's certain. I'm going to do this at this time and this at this time and this at this time. I'm going to get up at 5:30. I'm going to have an hour and a half of time by myself. That's self-care for me so that I can, not instead of, so that I can show up for the people I need to for the rest of my day. Right? But that structure, I'm going to take my wife and my son to work. I'm going to come home. Maybe I'm meeting somebody for a quick coffee. And then I'm coming back. And then I've got an appointment at 10 o'clock. And we've got one at 10:30. I've got one at 11:30. I've got one at 1 o'clock. That's structure. Daily not negotiables. My not negotiables, I write in my 5 journals every day. 5 different journals every day, different topics, right? There's a general journal I run around with everybody. It looks like kind of this one, kind of looks like a Bible, right? 700 pages. But I write in it every day, the general journal. But I have a personal one, a business one, a goals, a gratitude. I write in all of them every day. That's a not negotiable for me. Doing some meditation time is a not negotiable for me. Self-care is a not negotiable for me. What is your not negotiable? That will help give you structure and certainty when the situations are all over the place. A daily not negotiable, 2 or 3 core practices that you can use. It can be an anchor to hold on to, you, to instill calm and clarity, reevaluating and affirming your core values. Just recently, I wrote mine down again. What are my core values? Radical ownership, unyielding integrity, relentless pursuit of excellence, courage over comfort, extreme accountability, heart-centered leadership, relentless action, embrace resilience, bold, authentic truth, and fearless commitment to impact. Those are core values for me. That's what guides my business, is what guides my life. Those things guide my life. Guide my life. What guides your life? What are your core principles? That's going to be something that holds on to you. That's can be an anchor. Can you do a 3-way audit, a self audit? So regularly assess where you're at. Where are you at? It's like doing a SWOT for yourself, mentally, spiritually, physically. And adjust your course, right? If one of those things is out of whack, I'm not sure what whack is. What's whack? If someone can tell me in the chat, what's a whack? What's whack? I have no idea. Anyway, when things are out of whack, we need help to be able to see how far we've come. So when we track those things, if you measure it, it'll get better. That's just in sales. We used to say, hey, if we can measure it, if we measure it, it'll get better. Why? Because people are paying attention to it. Energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. We want to confront limiting beliefs during uncertainty. What's your upper limit? What's the unseen self-limitations we put on ourselves? Even though we're high achiever, even though we push, 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 we still put limits on ourselves. We still don't believe sometimes we are at that level. Because we still have limiting beliefs in there sometimes. Right? We still have imposter syndrome. Oh, they're not going to listen to me. Why would they listen to me? It's just me. We discount ourself. We discount ourself. Don't do that. That it causes more uncertainty. If I know me, if I really know myself, that allows me not to be uncertain. I know how to respond, not react. Don't react. Reaction is a guttural, primal, fully emotion. No logic, no fact, just emotion in the moment. Boom, 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 in the motion. In the moment. Don't do that. Respond. Take away as much of the emotion as you can and add as much logic as you can. Do you have all the facts? Do you have all the information you need? I'm talking with some people. The elections come in the U.S. Some people, they don't have the facts. They're not plugging into the things they need. That gives uncertainty. Now they're like, I'm not sure which way to go. Get the facts. We want to figure out what's behind the curtain. What I mean by that, it's a method of confronting fears by directly examining worst case scenarios, best case scenarios, and most likely scenarios. That way, you know, in your head, it's kind of a stoic thing. It's not ignore it. It's not don't have emotion. It's understand what all the different possibilities are so that you're already prepared. Then when something happens, even in the uncertainty, you're already prepared mentally in the sense that I've seen the worst case. I've seen the most probable case. I've seen an unlikely case, right? I've seen best case. I've seen behind that curtain. So now I'm prepared for it, right? It's like watching a recorded sporting event where you already know what the outcome is. It doesn't matter but there's no fear about what the end result is. You already know what the end result is, right? So you watch it differently. You can be excited about what's going on, right? But at the end of the day, you're not, there's no anxiety over it because you've already seen what the end result is. Do that in your life. Look at a situation. What's the uncertainty? What's the best case? What's the worst case? What's probable? And then I have that emotion, that raw emotion is going to be right there. And I'm going to think about that in the moment. But then when whatever happens and the uncertainty, when all that stuff happens, I don't have to think about it. I can take it in stride because I've already seen it. I know what the end result is when this happens. It's a weird technique, but called looking behind the curtain. There's tactical action steps you can use to navigate uncertainty. But beyond your SMART goals, having goals is absolutely important. But adaptive goal mapping, you got to be flexible, directional goals. Those, the small ones, right? You've heard me talk about this before. You got to have a vision, reverse engineer, definite major purpose, reverse engineer to the goals. And the goals are just the mini steps to take you to your definite major purpose. But I have to have them laid out. I have to have them as a front loaded resilience, right? I got to put the pressure on at the beginning to make it easier later. If I put the pressure on now, I don't have pressure later at the same level. And I'm more prepared for that later if I front load it. And then again, faith, right? I need to be able to reflect on what's fueling the uncertainty. And then, you know what? Again, it's going to come back to what I think about me. What do I know about me? Do I know myself? Who you be? Ask yourself that. Who are you being? Uncertain times are going to come anyway. Fog is going to be there in our lives. But if we can preload, front load, make ourselves prepared, that helps with our resilience, reframe that uncertainty or the challenge, it makes it way easier. And that's it's a personal development thing. It's a growth thing. It's becoming more like who you already are. I want to pass that along because it was really impactful for me. You can't become who you already are. You're already amazing. You're already a wonderful human being. You're already a prince or a princess. You're already royalty. But we don't believe that. We don't hang on to that. We don't embrace that. We don't live out of that. And it causes us problems. It makes it way harder to deal with our uncertainty. Way harder. I'm really hoping that it connects. I hope this is resonating with you. And I deeply, deeply with you. This isn't just topographical stuff. And sometimes it sounds easy. Oh, Gordon, we make light of it. It's no big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, especially right now. There's a lot of uncertainty. Yes, a lot of uncertainty. I'm in Canada, but still, there's lots of it up here. There's lots of it just south of us. Nobody really knows. Huge uncertainty. But if I know who I am and who I'm being, I can show up as myself and deal with stuff as it comes. I need to take another quick break here, but another shout out for Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and he's at you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Please reach out to Jose. That's an incredible program. And again, if you're not putting routines in your morning and your evening, you have uncertainty when you get up in the morning or uncertainty when you go to bed at night, you wonder why you can't sleep. If you've got uncertainty in your mind about the next day or the next week or about things that are going on, there's a problem. You get up in the morning, you got uncertainty. I don't know what's happening today. That's a problem. And some people are fine with that. And if you're fine with that, that's great. Then no problem. But most of us don't like that. And when we're high performance people, we try to eliminate uncertainty from our life as much as we can or prepare for it. And that's what I'm trying to help you with today. As we go to break, don't forget to pause and breathe to ground yourself, to ground yourself. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a quick break, but we're going to talk about some stuff when I come back. Some more resources I want to give you for setting stability. So don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products, and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships, and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for being here today. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the Long-Bearded Guy. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for being here today. We're talking about navigating uncertainty in business and life because it's happening for everybody. And right now, there's a lot of uncertainty. A lot of uncertainty. People aren't sure what's going to happen in any direction. If you talk to different people, you're going to get as many different versions of it as people you talk to. Literally, it's so trying to understand how do I navigate that. I want to give you some techniques and some tools. My producer tells me the meaning of whack is of poor skill or quality, not good or appealing. And whack in American English, to strike or slap with a sharp resounding blow. So something that's out of whack, I assume, means it's not obviously it's not where it belongs. It's not in the proper place. It's out of whack. It's poor skill, right? Anyway, I appreciate that, Christine. Thank you so much for educating me. I appreciate that. All right, so techniques and resources for stability, for building stability, for understanding how to register stability inside yourself. One is contrast journaling. So track experiences that spark fear. So track, and you're journaling, you're writing it down, that spark fear or discomfort alongside moments of gratitude. This builds clarity on internal versus external limitations. So sometimes it's what other people say, and sometimes it's what we say to ourselves. But writing it down means I'm tracking it. I'm looking at it. And we're talking about that in terms of contrast journaling. What is stopping me? What's giving me that limiting belief? And is that coming from someone else or is it coming from me? And just for the record, the only thing that's really capable of stopping you is you. I'm going to say that again, because no matter how we sugarcoat anything else, the only thing stopping us from being and having what we want is us. And you can push back and go, Gord, you're full of poop. That's not true. There's this, there's that, there's the other thing. We start pointing fingers. I'm like, you know what? We can point our fingers however we want. We don't have or are not being who we want to be because of us. That's on me or on you. That is not on somebody else. Like it, don't like it, doesn't change what is. I'm not here to sugarcoat. I keep telling people. I'm here to rattle your chain a little bit, and you may not like it, but you chew on it for a bit. You chew on it for a bit. You'll come to that same conclusion. Well, shit, it's me. My sentences of empowerment. The number one sentence, very first one. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I'm the solution. Why? Is that about me? No, it's because Papa's already inside me. I have the tools I need already. I need to be as certain as I can. Contrast journaling, a 5-minute decision drill. What is that? What's a 5-minute decision drill? It means I give myself 5 minutes to make the decision and then I move forward. Make a decision and go. Boom, go. Why? Because decisiveness is power. Being able to make a decision, we agonize. Oh my, I got it. No, make the decision and go. Let's go. Come on. We're adults. Make the decision and move. That takes away the uncertainty. Now you've got certainty. I'm going to do this. Great. Go do it. I'm going to move in this direction. Go do it. I'm going to take this job. Go do it. I want to get this piece of my day over. Knock yourself out. Go do it. Go do it. Visualization as future rehearsal. Again, we go back to thinking about what's worst case, what's best case, what's probable case. That's visualization as a future rehearsal. I want to think about That's a tool. It's a resource. It's a technique to build stability. To build stability. If you already understand what's going to happen or what could happen, you're way more well equipped to navigate the uncertainty, to get through the fog. I want to give you some books and write these down. There's what, I don't know, 11 or 12 on here. I'll run through most of them really quick, but there's four that I want to point out that I want to talk about first. Radical acceptance. If you want to understand as a resource how to navigate uncertainty, Radical Acceptance is by Tara Branch. A great book. Great. Failing Forward is a John C. Maxwell. You can't do bad with John. You can't go wrong with John ever. But again, it focuses on failure as a component of success. People that are succeeding at the top levels are willing to fail more than most people. That's what Steve Jobs said about his, we're willing to fail more as a company than most companies are. We're as proud of the things we didn't do, that we don't do, that we haven't done, as we are of the things we have done. Why? Because they failed forward. They learned a bunch of stuff with the ones that didn't go or didn't come to fruition. Failing Forward, John C. Maxwell. The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer is a deep look into letting go and finding clarity. It's a great book. The Untethered Soul, great, great book. Again, helps ground, helps anchor us. And the fourth one is Dr. Dana Sinclair's book, Dialed In. It's right there. Incredible. Again, incredible. Will help you anchor. It helps get through those pieces. It helps give you tools and strategies, resources. It gives you the bits and pieces. All of those four books will give you the bits and pieces you need to build the resilience you need to be able to reframe when uncertainty happens. Reframe when there's fog, when we're not sure what the next step is going to be. There's some other ones. Obstacles in the Way is Ryan Holiday. Anti-Fragile by Nassim Nicholas Taleb. The Art of Possibility is Rosamond Stone Zander and Benjamin Zander. Mind Gym, An Athlete's Guide to the Inner Excellence. Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us is Daniel H. Pink. I think that's all the ones that are. Oh, The Upside of Stress by Kelly McGonigal. That reframes stress as a resource rather than an obstacle. Can we do that? Can you do that? Can you do that? Can I do that? Reframing. Can I reframe? Can I use a different lens? Is the way you hear me talk about it all the time. It all, the lens I'm using dictates how I see it. When I'm talking about these things, some of this stuff is really deep. Some of it's high mind stuff. Some of it's is, and it doesn't matter whether you're a high performance, you're a high performance pro athlete, you're an elite entrepreneurial man, or you're someone that looks to wants to go pro, you need help. You need mentorship. The most successful people will say exactly the same thing. I can't get this done on my own. I have blind spots. I need help. I have programs happening. If this resonates, I can help you. You want me to come and talk to your group, to your men's group, to your church group, to your club, or you want me to come and talk to some of these things I can share with people at a bigger level. And if you want one-to-one, I've got that too. If you want group, I've got that too. Right at the moment, I have a beta thing happening. I've reworked my business. It gives uncertainty for me, but looking at a lens, it's given me some huge opportunities to grow. But I have a beta program. It's a rework and update of a program I've done hundreds of times with thousands of people. All of those people, pro athletes, high elite entrepreneurs with really successful human beings. And people rave about it. And I've updated it because there's some stuff that for right now is changing. And yes, in the last 5 years, has the world changed? Yes. But if that resonates with you, this beta program is a $50,000 US program that I'm doing a beta version of because I'm working with these new pieces. I'm going to learn through it again. So I'm going to share that. I'm looking for feedback on it. I'm looking for testimonials. So I'll do it for 10 grand. Just for the beta. I've got two spots left. If that resonates with you, if you want to plug into that, you want to move hard into that next level. If you're happy where you are, then don't worry about it. But if you want to move to another level, you need to plug in to do something different. What you've been doing has gotten you where you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. The question is, are you where you want to be? If you are, great. Congratulations. That's awesome. Most people are not. Most people are not. But if I use the best logic and the best brain I have to get where I am and I'm not where I want to be, then I need to do something different. I need somebody to mentor and pour into me and give me some other ideas that can move me forward and help me grow. And if that's what you need, please reach out to me. Please. I'm here to help. Resources are only as good as what was plugged in. If you don't plug into it, doesn't matter. So reach out to me. You can reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I answer all my own emails. So if you email me or reach out to me, say, hey, I heard you on your show and I want more information. DM me and I will get that out to you. Email me. I'll get that out to you. Again, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Happy to help. I got to take another quick break. But as you go, don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't forget to pause and breathe. That'll help uncertainty. It'll help ground you. It doesn't take away the fog, but it'll help ground you. And then you're certain about at least you, which will help you navigate the uncertainty in your business and in your life. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap and do a quick call to action. And we'll be done for the day. Time goes so fast, but you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We're talking about navigating the uncertainty in our business and our life, and I think that's very timely considering what's happening in the world at the moment. North America, Asia, Africa, the whole world at the moment has some serious uncertainty wrapped around in it. How do we deal with that in a positive way? How do we navigate through that so it doesn't crush us, or that we spend all our time being rattled and fearful? That doesn't make any sense to do that. So, but we need the tools. We need to learn some ways to strengthen that muscle. It's something we'd have, most of us don't use very much. We're uncertain a lot. But stepping into that and reframing it and using a lens that says, hey, this is an opportunity. There's an opportunity to grow right here. I can't see through the fog, but I'm going to set myself up so that when I, as I go through it, I'm going to take the best line. If you watch race cars, NASCAR, there's a crash and it's a big wall of smoke or flame. They can't see through. As they're coming on the, as they're coming towards it, they're looking to see what's happening on the other side. What's the best line? Do I go up? Do I go down? Where's the best line? And they use all their knowledge and all their experience and all, and they look at it and they go, well, you know what? This is where I need to be. And they move to that place and boom, they go into the fog. And most of the time, it doesn't always work that way, but most of the time, they'll pop out the other side. How do they do that? That's experience, right? They look at it and go, what's best case? What's worst case? What's probable? You know what? This is where I have to go. And they do it in a split second. Do. Athletes will do that in a split second. Business people do it in a split second. They make a decision. Those high level people, they're making decisions. Do. They're not, there's no hang time. There's no lag. How does that come? It comes with practice. It comes with overdoing it over and over and over and over and over and over. But you can build it up. So pick up the resources, find the techniques that help you, because what helps you may not help me, and what helps me may not help you. Pick up some of the books. They're cheap. They're cheap. A book is cheap. Oh, God, I don't have the money. What you just told me is you don't want to, because you spend money on other crap. You spend money on stuff you can't even tell me where most of it goes. Right? Two venti drinks at Starbucks will buy you a book. Two less drinks at Starbucks will buy you a book. And usually there's an indigo attached to a Starbucks sometimes. So you know what? There's the book is right there. All I'm saying is it's there. What's the priority? If you really want to learn to navigate uncertainty and prosper and move forward and thrive instead of just exist, you got to do something different. Plug into me, plug into the other resources that are available to you. So my call to action for you today, find the best, what works for you. Find the techniques or the resources that work best for you. Mentorship can be one of those things. It can be one of those things. But find what works best for you when you're building that muscle towards that, building that muscle strong. And then write it down, share it. And you can share it with me, share it with an accountability partner, share it with somebody. Share it with somebody. The thing is, and we're running out of time. The thing is, a lot of us won't even bet on ourselves. We don't even bet on ourselves. We don't give ourselves the tools to win. And then we want to whine and bitch and complain because our life isn't what we want it to be. Come on. Come on. Again, I'm not here to pat you on the back. And you know what? Doesn't mean I won't encourage you and lift you up and support you. But when we need a kick in the butt, we need a kick in the butt. Stop bitching and whining and complain because stuff's not what you want it to be. You control it. You are the only problem you will ever have. And you're the solution. It's inside you. You have it already. Go get it. Write it down. Share it. For you. You can share it with me. I would love that, but at least write it down for you. This it doesn't help me. I my life doesn't get better or worse. Yours could be better. You can have what you want. You can be who you want. You just have to put in the work. I hope you feel the heart. I hope you do. Next week, Friday, November 1st, fear is your limit. We're going to talk about that deeper. But this week, be courageous. Be unapologetically you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do it. Live out you abundantly with intention. I love you. Massive hugs. I'll see you next week. And the question is, who are you being? Who are you being? Use the lens. Reframe.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.